This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 21st. God's word to you today is At the Roots. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 32, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6 from the Message version, and it says, "When I kept it all inside, my bones turned to powder. My words became day-long groans. The pressure never let up. Then I let it all out. Suddenly, the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved. My sin disappeared. These things add up." Unfortunately, unlike David, a lot of us sometimes are unable to connect the trouble we are in with the decisions we have made. We cannot connect the mess with the source. Most times, people are unable to see that where they are was because of a particular path they chose to take. All they want is for God to mop up the mess. But God is saying, we need to deal with the mess, but we need to sort out the source of the mess first. The illustration I'm about to give is what some facilities use for psychiatric inmate evaluation before their discharge. They plug the sink in a bathroom, turn on the tap, and let the bathroom become flooded with water. Then they take the inmate that is due for release into that bathroom, give the inmate a bathroom mop, and tell the inmate to clean up the place. Some inmates remain there for 20 minutes, mopping the floor. Meanwhile, the water is still running. Such inmates are considered as unfit, and so they just escort them back to the psych ward. Yet there are some inmates that in less than 2 minutes, they turn off the tap and then continue to mop. Such inmates are certified fit to be released. It is easy to look at the first set of inmates and say, "Just turn the tap off, silly." But that is how some of us are with God. We leave the tap running, stop the sink, and we're asking God to just take care of the mess. But God, because of his great love for us, refuses. You need to turn off the tap first. Have you made a connection between the mess and the source of the mess in your life or situation? That is actually the only way out. Is it going to be me or is it going to be Jesus? It has to be Jesus. And I pray that you see this and surrender to him completely. I pray that your response to the question, me or Jesus, will always be Jesus. If you are still at the infant stage, where it is me or me, or still thinking life is about you, I pray that you will make that shift today. For some, God wants to promote you to Jesus or Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.